Call the October 15th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandria.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
He's on the way.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise. Join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There's nothing that'll hold our guys back. Out the door. Okay, the first item on the agenda is B1, citizen's comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak? And former Mayor Taylor, when he comes, we know we're going to speak.
Mayor,
hey, Tom, nice to see you.
I'm down here to speak on item, let's see, I don't have my glasses. Item 12, resolution to rename the Sewer and Water Operations Center to John M. Bennett. I just came down for total support for that. Quite frankly, I had discussions with Jack many, many years ago about what should we name in your honor, and I thought he would say, you know, City Hall or something like that, but he wanted the Sewer and Water Department. And so I'm very, very much in favor of this. I'm very happy that this day has come for Jack. I had the pleasure of working with a number of civil engineers when I was the director of personnel for Milwaukee County, and when I was also the vice president of the unions. And, you know, we say these things quite often, but Jack really is the very best. And that's not just my opinion. That's the opinion of every civil engineer in the state of Wisconsin and every civil engineer that had the pleasure of ever working with Jack. As you know, Steve, Jack literally built Franklin. He has been the unofficial mayor for many, many years.
Yeah.
And through his very, very wise decisions, Franklin is a quality community. I saw there was some press about developments the other day and the speed of that. I think go the route that you're going. Continue to go that route. You're building nothing but quality. You go to other cities across the state or across the nation, and there's really not too much that compares with Franklin. And a lot of that has to do with Jack Bennett, with the sewer, or with the gutters and the wide streets and all cement, and it was quality, quality, quality. So with that, I want to applaud you and recommend that you approve this as quickly as possible. So thank you.
Without objection, let's do a favor for the ex-mayor. Moved item G12.
Second.
Let's do a roll call, Madam Clerk.
Alderman.
Aye.
Alderman
Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion to rename the Sewer and Water Operations Center to the John M. Bennett P. Utilities Operations Center passes on a vote of five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. Thank you very much. Say hi to Carol.
No, you can stay. For
you have 3 hours to go.
All right.
Mr. Morrow, on G12.
Legal counsel pointed out that in the middle paragraph of my analysis, I put in, it's understood about no fees required city project. That is not correct. We will charge ourselves fees.
Okay, anyone else on citizens' comment period? Don't be bashful.
Brad Pulaski, 8901 West Drexel Avenue. Good evening, Mayor Olson and members of the Common Council. Excuse me. I'm here on behalf of Franklin Professional Firefighters Local 2760. We would like to bring your attention two issues that we believe are of great importance to your city's fire department and citizens that we protect. First, Local 2760 does not support reallocating funding for one of the three dedicated public safety positions in the city's 2020 proposed budget towards hiring of an assistant for a city administrator. As you're all aware, both the fire and police chiefs have stated for several years that they need to increase staffing in order to adequately support the higher call volume. I commend the city for making protective services a priority for securing funding for the three additional positions, but am disappointed that this effort may not be realized. While we acknowledge that Mr. Liberta has a long list of responsibilities, which can sometimes slow progress on certain projects, we believe that providing the necessary assistance for him should not come at the expense of the public safety. Next, I'd also like to bring your attention to a capital item that has been approved for the 2019 fiscal year. Dating back to 2017, the city's director of administration has acknowledged the need to replace the department's aging and outdated emergency alerting system. To this end, the Common Council has approved budgeting $100,000 in the 2018 year and an additional $165,000 in 2019 to fully fund the project. In January of 2019, the first reported partial failure of the radio system occurred at Fire Station Number 2 and Fire Station Number 3. In April of 2019, a total failure of speaker system occurred at Fire Station Number 3. After the failure of Station 3, Chief Remington emailed Mr. Liberta and the mayor on April 11th, notifying them that, quote, there are no alert tones or radio traffic over the PA system whatsoever. There is a potential to miss emergency calls, and there is a greater likelihood of a portable radio failure on a call, which is an obvious safety issue, since all personnel now have to keep their portable radios on them at all times, end quote. Mr. Liberta replied to the chief's email, stating that he was talking to the city's financial department about a strategy to free up money in order to move forward, thereby demonstrating that both the mayor and the city administrator were aware of the urgent nature of replacing the system. On May 21st, the Common Council voted unanimously to approve the funding of the station alerting project in order to move forward with the installation of the new system. No further action has been taken since May 21st on this. Despite continued failure of the speaker system at all three fire stations, this project has not yet been placed on the Common Council's agenda to go to bid, despite always telling us that next meeting, next meeting, next meeting. While purchasing and installing of a new alerting system has been delayed, there have been several close calls due to a faulty or unreliable system that is still in place and may stop working altogether at any moment. Crews are thereby forced to carry the same portable radios they rely on during emergencies while in the firehouse to reduce the chance of missing a call for service, which effectively drains down the radio batteries and potentially reduces the lifespan of the equipment. Pagers are also used as backup, but even these have failed to work reliably, as only a tone is heard at station number 2, while the location and nature of the call are completely distorted by static. Completing this project is crucial in order to provide a more rapid and more reliable alerting of your to your firefighters and paramedics. Dispatchers will be able to notify the fire department earlier and continue to collect information from the caller, potentially giving life-saving instructions even before the department arrives. As such, we are asking that this matter be addressed at the next Common Council meeting and this project be deemed a top priority so that the police and IT departments can allocate the necessary resources to ensure its prompt implementation. In order to ensure that portions of the system are not altered or eliminated, we're also asking that the council to recognize that when the bids are received, the amount originally budgeted may no longer be sufficient to cover the increases in the cost of the hardware, software, and labor, because this project has been pushed back to the end of the year. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Brad, before you go, a couple of things. First of all, the additional position for the director of administration's department, that's coming out of we're going to move things around in a budget. That's not coming out of those three public safeties.
Okay.
The third public safety is a heavy equipment operator for DPW.
Gotcha. Okay.
So just so you know.
Thank you for clarification.
Relative to the alerting system, you should know that the chief – yells at me constantly about that, and Mark. And the issue there is several different contract issues had to be resolved and how it was supposed to be bid based on the nature of the products. So those have been worked out, and Mr. Liberta, we're going to do that. We're going to get the bids for the installation when? Soon, right?
That's a problem. Just the five to 6 months of delays on this.
There's more to it than
I understand that, but some things should be moved forward, especially when it comes to learning system for the 911 calls.
Right.
We don't want to miss anything. We don't want to be delayed. I'm sure constituents don't want to be calling you guys to let you know that we didn't show up on time.
Right. We'll get second meeting next month, right? Second meeting next month.
Okay.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it. Alderman Mayor. It's a matter of where the money is. That's all. We don't have the money allocated for Mark's the second position.
Exactly. And I was going to bring this up budget time, but I'm going to bring it up now since it came up. You know, fire and police come to us every year saying they need assistance. Mark has never come to us. We're in his box. We should be working with Mark. This is a prime example. This alerting system. When we, Mark, you're doing a great job, but you knew everything. And I heard from DPW, we've heard from fire, we've heard from police, and all of a sudden, the council, and I commend the mayor for his budget proposal where he reallocates funding for the three public safety positions, but I think it's wrong to take those three public safety positions, and I think this should be a priority, this alerting system, these things go together. This alerting system, once it's approved, it should have gone forward, and it's going to cost us more now because it hasn't done for it. The fire chief should be given an authority to move forward on this. Thank you.
Any other citizen wishing to speak? Anybody? Okay, seeing no one rise, I'll close the citizen comment period. One of the good things that we get to do as a matter of common council is to recognize achievements of our citizens. This evening, I'm proud to recognize, along with Alderman Nelson, a certificate of appreciation for several members who acted as ambassadors for the Kayla's Playground. And the job they did was tremendous in terms of helping kids and adults play effectively and safely, and actually, in addition to that, protect our assets. So we'll give appreciation certificates to Joseph Zalecki, Samantha Lemke, Ashlyn Kucharski, Beverly Garves, Dan Crass, Ellen Crass, Jeffrey Steyer, Doug Milinovich, Christine Dunn, Cameron Witkowiak, or Witkowiak, if I want to do it properly, Luann McGregor, Mark Lang, Jim Collins, Cindy Knippel, Fred Knippel, Marta Cristiani, and Joe Collins. So with that, those who are here, please stand up, come forward. Mrs. Runty has some certificates for you.
Yes, thank you. If you want to go right in the center there, actually, so you can I can speak to all of you, that would be great. Thank you, Mayor Olson, for that introduction, and a great thank you to our ambassadors. For those of you in the audience who are not familiar with our program, I'd just like to give you a little backstory on what the ambassador program is. And I worked closely. It's a new program, brand new program. I met with Tammy Conforti through the Kenosha Dream Playground Project. She started an ambassador program in 2015, and so she's been really seasoned in running ambassador programs, and I did a fair amount of research to work with the city administration, in specific Mark Luberta, and we came up with a really nice manual as well as a training program for our ambassadors. But as an ambassador, I think it's really important to read off to give you an idea of what they do. So part of our program, it says, Kayla's Playground Ambassadors are visitors' first impression of this award-winning program or playground. Each ambassador will display outstanding visitor hospitality while encouraging playground safety. Ambassadors are outgoing, personable, and dedicated volunteers demonstrating the highest level of professionalism in their public engagement while working with children and adults of all abilities. They are committed to promoting an enjoyable recreational experience to park patrons by demonstrating the mission and vision of Kayla's Playground. And our ambassadors did just that. Unfortunately, all of our ambassadors weren't able to be with us. The listing is lengthy, but five of you were able to come and represent the outstanding efforts that you've done from Memorial Day to Labor Day. And we had a total of 116 volunteer hours out there on the playground, not only being a welcoming, positive face to everyone that came to that playground, but also collecting important data, that data that's going to be used by our Parks Commission to really help our parks run at a level that's top-notch. And that's what we as citizens of Franklin, that's the only thing that we can strive for. So thank you, all of you, for coming forth and being dedicated and committed. And I also would like to thank our donors, our businesses specifically. I don't want to forget them all, so let me turn to my page. Starbucks, Jimmy John's, Oscars, Culver's, Franklin New Lions Clubs, Shirt Underground, Paragon Printing and Graphics, Doug Milinovich, and also Officer John Sawinski, who also did the training with me in May, June, and July. So thank you, all of you. Please join me in giving them a round of applause.
And before we do this, there's another one, Jude Shelley, gratefully acknowledging her continuing contribution to the quality of life in the city by forming and administering the Kayla's Playground Ambassador Program and dedicating countless hours to save and to save
your district.
Thank you. The mayor will tell you that I was in front of the camera all the time.
Where's Shelly?
So, yes. There you go. 1, 2, 3. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lord. Appreciate you very much. Common Council, Jim, on the corner here, has participated in building, seven other accessible playgrounds across the country, as well as doing volunteer work for Habitat for Humanity. So Jim's our expert carpenter. Thank you, Jim. For sure. And he donates time for elections. Okay. Let the record reflect that Alderman Taylor has arrived at 6:47. Move on to item C1, approval of the committee of the whole meeting for September 30th. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. C2 is approval of the minutes of the regular Climate Council meeting of October 1st. Any additions or corrections? Or motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. C3 is approval of the minutes for the special Common Council meeting of October 9th. Any additions or corrections?
No.
Is there a motion?
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to D1. We have two public hearings this evening. Public hearing number one is amendment to the City of Franklin Comprehensive Master Plan for Luxembourg Gardens for the Franklin Public Schools. Mr. Deedle.
Can you read it and then I'll explain it?
Why don't you explain it while she gets it out?
So these on. So they are on. So forget the memo.
The background on this one is, of course, this is on Forestville Drive. This is a comprehensive master plan amendment to change the plan to reflect the future use of this property, which the school district is envisioning on purchasing for school purposes, so the future land use will have to be changed to institutional. The other thing I can mention is the representatives for the school district won't be available to attend the anticipated date for this public hearing tonight, or tonight's date, or what was anticipated to be the rescheduled date of November 3rd, 19th, they've asked to push it back to December 3rd, so that this public hearing would be at the December 3rd Common Council meeting.
Okay, but it was noticed, so Madam Clerk.